This is Talk is Cheap on KPW LP 97.3 FM, Eugene Peaceworks Independent Community Radio. All right, this week, shout out to Eugene Hand, Housing and Neighborhood Defense. Eugene Hand. They turned me onto this movie on squatting called Break and Enter. About in 1970, several hundred Puerto Rican and Dominican families reclaimed housing left vacant by the city. And so, may or may not know, squatting is something I study and have been participated in on various levels. Just so you know, squatting is illegal, and also it's very dangerous because, you know, every year you hear about a space heater has fallen over and caused a fire that's often in a squat. So just throwing that out there. And we here are not advocating in any way to squat. So having said that, so here's a couple of, I just found a couple of these bios here about the movie Break and Enter. Made by the Newsreel Collective in New York City, this film shows Operation Move-In, in which Puerto Rican and Dominican families actively reclaimed unused vacant housing on Manhattan's Upper West Side. This film captures the Milton antecedents to the housing reclamation movement in New York City in 1970, several hundred Puerto Rican and Dominican families reclaimed housing left vacant by the city. They pulled the boards off the doors, cleaned and repaired the buildings, and moved in. Break and Enter documents the activist work of Operation Move-In and the city's attempts to displace the families. All right, so yeah, and just so you know, another fun statistic. Last I checked, most cities have a 30% vacancy rate of commercial property because, you know, everybody's doing things online. And commercial property is very expensive to convert to residential, but it can be done, and it can especially be done on a temporary basis with just the same way you would do camping. But again, squatting, illegal.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more.
Or at least, depending on who you ask, squatting is illegal, and
wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more.
Yeah, it is very dangerous, though, seriously. You don't want to start a fire, and there's usually something broken or gonna fall on you. There has been, you know, squats that have collapsed on people and things like that, so, yeah. Whatever. Don't squat unless you know what you're doing. I mean, we're not advocating you squat. We cannot advocate you squat.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more.
And again, thanks for Eugene Hand. Don't buy Sunnyside mushrooms. Let's see, it's the Rojava Emergency Center, right, to get information on Rojava and support Rojava. And that's all I got for you right now. Thanks for listening. Tell your friends, support independent media.
There, people, wait. You know, the whole block is being broken down.
Like they're planning to put new buildings, hotels, that not even poor people can afford it, only rich people.
These landlords, all they think that just because they got money, they got rights to throw us out. They ain't.
¿Qué van a hacer con ustedes?
Con nosotros, no sé. Nos llegan a buscarnos casa.
I don't know what they're going to do with us. They'll have to look for a place for us. People next door were kicked out 5 or 6 years ago. They're in the Bronx.
¿Qué clase de gente va a vivir aquí si votan a ustedes?
Ellos tendrán su
dinero,
los ricos.
The rich are grabbing everything. They push the poor to the side.
Si votan a ustedes, ¿dónde van a vivir?
We'll have to find another place soon. I've been looking for a place for 5 years already. They sent me to the projects, but I have to wait about 2 years.
¿Tienen alguien que les ayude?
Sí, Nosotros.
We don't have anybody to help us. We're alone.
Somos solos.
Hundreds of working people like us are being evicted from apartments and forced into the streets every day.
They don't give us any other apartments where we can move to.
Some landlords, and the first thing they ask you is that children, you live on welfare. I mean, as soon as you mentioned those two things, they said no, or they said the price too high, so you can't afford it. You know that the welfare wouldn't pay for it. For 20 years, I've been applying and waiting, getting public housing.
There's so many people on the waiting list that if we applied now for a city housing project, we would have to wait 67 years.
City officers has been lying to us.
Wherever the city sets up urban renewal programs, it removes working people and poor people from their homes and replaces them with rich people and big businesses. This is what's happening all over the city. It's paid for by the government.
You see, the master plan is for all the poor people to be moved out of the city, Manhattan per se, and to be moved into the boroughs such as Brooklyn, Queens, and the Bronx.
Hey, know what I mean, say no more.
Why should these people move? Why should I move? I was born here. I was raised here. Why should I have to move into a neighborhood or into a borough that I know nothing about? The people that are living here are people who were born, raised here, who work in the community.
We are the people who build this city. We work here. We work in factories, in hospitals, supermarkets, subways, banks. So we are the city.
Ethel the Frog.
That's what makes us mad. Those buildings were promised us.
Good evening. On Death of the Frog tonight, we look at violence, the violence of British gangland. Last Tuesday, a reign of terror was ended when the notorious Piranha brothers, Doug and Dinsdale, after one of the most extraordinary trials in British legal history, were sentenced to 400 years in prison for crimes of violence. Tonight's Death of the Frog examines the rise to power of the Piranhas, the methods they used to subjugate rival gangs, and their subsequent tracking down and capture by the brilliant superintendent Harry Snapper Organs.
City had bought them over, put everybody out. Nothing had been done. They weren't being demolished. They were just sitting here. They got fed up and they decided what they were going to do.
Their father,
start off their community.
A scrap metal dealer and TV quizmaster, was
Jimmy Santos, 15-year-old boy, had been asphyxiated because the landlady didn't repair the boiler. We don't only blame the landlady, we blame the city because this family had already been asking for better housing and they've been denied. The Santa family needed a safe place to live, and so did we. So we planned a funeral march for Jimmy Santos.
Was it a terribly violent
area? After the march, we will plan to take our first building.
Yes, cheerful and violent. I remember Doug was very keen on boxing, till he hurt the walk, and then he took up putting the boot in the groin. Oh, he was very interested in that. His mother used to have such trouble getting him to come in for his tea. He'd be out there, putting his little boot in, you know, bless him. But you know, kids were very different then. They didn't have their heads filled with all this Cartesian dualism.
Can you shop in the Albertsons app?
You can see what happened to that kid now, don't you? The one that died. There's going to be a lot more like that if they don't get a lot of people out of these houses.
Went to Jimmy's house. We took the furniture and we moved the family into one of the buildings that the city has closed. And that's when we start squatting.
I'm a Puerto Rican, proud as I can be. I'm a Puerto Rican, proud as I can be. I'm not asking favors, I'm taking what belongs to me.
Right on!
I'm not asking favors, I'm taking what belongs to me. I will wait no longer, I will wait no more. I will wait no longer, and I won't fight another man's war. A little piece of paper promised me liberty. A little piece of paper promised me liberty. Now what the hell does that paper really mean to me?
Not a goddamn
now,
thing.
Now what the hell does that paper really mean to me?
I feel wonderful when I'm turning on a door and moving in a family. I feel beautiful, you know. Like I'm doing something that I always wanted to do. This thing about liberating apartments should go all over the world to show the private landlord, show the system that people, they deserve the right to live where they want and how they want. I wish I could liberate a whole neighborhood, a whole 20-block area, like the West Side of Renewal. Just push those white shirts out of that office. So we work at our own thing. We'll have community control of everything, which is what the people want.
That majority of the people we got are from Santo Domingo. And when they come here, they sign a statement that they can get into political things. And that's what the reason why they were not organized. People were too afraid. See, and my people from Puerto Rico, at welfare in the sense that they always said, you can fight City Hall. That's BS now. You can fight anybody you want.
We moved in last night, and little by little we're getting the furniture and getting established in the apartment. Look at all the space we have. We're able to live here, and my children have room to play. And this is what we need. And we love it, and we're staying, and we're not going to leave. And if they come and put us out physically, we're going to come back in. Because this is where we are born and raised, and here we are to stay. And that's where it's at.
Usted está diciendo, si viene la ciudad, si la ciudad trata de echarles, ¿qué va a pasar?
¿O que nosotros nos quedamos aquí? Todo el mundo acostado, tirado a muerte. Nadie se levanta. Que nos carguen.
We're staying here. Everybody gonna lie down on the floor as if we're dead. Let them carry us all out.
When
you're tired, you have to stand up, even in your last years of life.
They only want tax. Look, if you work a lot, the longer you work, the more tax they want. If you buy bloomers to cover yourself, if you want to buy something to eat, you pay tax. To go to the bathroom, you have to pay tax.
Para Vietnam y cohetes para la luna, donde ellos no pueden ir.
You know where the tax goes? To Vietnam and to rockets to the moon, where they can't go.
Coge ese dinero y enviértelo.
Take that money and put it in housing for us, the poor people. What are they doing in Vietnam? They didn't lose anything there. What did they go to do in Santo Domingo? That's why we kill so many of them. So they start f***ing over us.
They want to put their nose in everything. And they are losing. You see, England lost all her prestige and the United States is in the same goddamn way.
¿América tiene colonias también?
Oh, ¿a dónde? ¿Tiene todo? Alaska. Ella tiene a Puerto Rico. San Tomás lo compró por $2.
The United States has colonies too. Alaska, it has Puerto Rico. It bought St. Thomas for 2 cents. Investing.
Once we moved in, we realized we had to defend our buildings from the city and the cops.
Sure, we all sit together right on the entrance. We were close by the policemen. So if we had to fight, we would fight with the police. We was willing to fight with anybody who came along. So we came in here in the afternoon about 5:30, and we was all at each of us in our apartments, and the police make us get out. Well, we stayed outside all night, and some of us getting around the back. She was the first one who initiated that. Then I went around the street and I came up to the fire escape. And we all was in this apartment. They tell us to go down, and I were one. I went down with some of the others, and she was calling us, don't be a coward, come up.
Para ganar la causa. Para ganar la causa se necesita una.
But at the end, we won, we stayed. And there was no lieutenant or whatever that could take us out of there. That was our building. It was a battle of who can take it longer. And since we had the need, we won.
Linda raza, linda raza, linda raza.
Most of all, the married women or single woman with a lot of children, and we don't have time, you know, to be active in the community. Nobody asks, and we don't think that was part of us. But we had to face the fact that our children, you know, we have no place to bring them, and we didn't have no place to go. Now is the time that we go outside and fight for what we believe. And find out what makes things move and why we are in the conditions we are, where the money comes from, where it goes. But then that would be part of our homes.
Like, people tell me I couldn't be a good mother and be active in the community, which was not so. When I came out of daytop, I restricted myself to staying home and having my children. I became very bored and very frustrated. So I started using drugs again and became active because I had to go out, seek the money, then seek the drugs. But when I stopped this time, I became, and then like it all happened one time, I stopped finally, and then I got involved with Move-In, and then I started organizing the tenants, and now we have Operation Move-In, and I'm active, and I'm wanted, I'm in demand. I enjoy it. I enjoy speaking, going on speaking engagements. I enjoy working with the community. And I know I got to continue this for the rest of my life. And I can still be a good mother, you know.
Come on, Boogaloo. Boogaloo, come on.
Last night we had an encounter that was beautiful. It was we had some disagreements in our group, you know, of people that are working together. So I said, well, come on, let's have an encounter. So, you know, it wasn't a real way out encounter, a daytop encounter, but we got our differences ironed out, and we felt so good afterwards. It was like, all the garbage you got now, we can work better together. And this is beautiful.
While we were discussing it, right around the corner, Mr. Rollins, who had agreed to stop breaking buildings up, city-owned buildings, he had a group of men over here breaking up 624. The building was in very good shape. So we cut the meeting short and ran over to see what could be done to stop them from destroying the building.
They went on the fifth floor and they smashed the windows out. We were standing in the street. Some glass came down on some people that were standing there. We went up there. And we have pictures of the two housing authority men who were there with them smashing the apartment. You would think that we were in Alabama because they've been putting dogs in apartments. They were smashing them so that the poor people could not use them.
Sure.
Yes, swimming costumes, you know what I mean? Candid photography, you know what I mean? Nudge, nudge.
No, no, we don't have a camera.
Oh, still. Whoa, hey? Whoa, hey?
Are you insinuating something?
Oh, yes.
Well?
Well, I mean, you're a man of the world, aren't you? I mean, you've been there, haven't you? I mean, you've been around.
Eh? What do you mean?
Well, I mean, like, you've done it. You've slept with a lady.
Yes.
What's it like?
This is Arby's pulled pork and chopped brisket.
You're listening to the audio from the movie, the underground movie Break and Enter, about squatting, about the Puerto Rican squat in 1970. Several hundred Puerto Rican and Dominican families reclaimed housing left vacant by the city. So that's what you're listening to, and don't forget, squatting is illegal and very dangerous. Thanks for listening. Tell your friends. Support independent media. And in no way are we advocating squatting.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more.
And we have pictures of the two housing authority men who were there with them smashing the apartment. You would think that we were in Alabama because they've been putting dogs in apartments. They were smashing them so that the poor people could not use them.
Sure, we met with the city many times. What do we get? Lies, false promises, threats, like they scare us.
The city says it will continue with urban renewal, it will continue building luxury housing. We say it will not. They say they will start construction in the spring for more luxury housing. We say they will not. And they have said they want Site 30, so I say for Site 30 and every other site and every other building that the poor people hold here, that if they come in the spring to start demolition, we will barricade ourselves in. If they break down the barricades, we will drive them out. If they throw in tear gas, we'll pick it up and throw it back at them. If they send in demolition equipment, we will lay down in the street with our bodies and we will stop them. If they dig a hole, we'll fill it up, but we will hold our buildings, and the only way they can get us out is to kill us.
In Operation Moon, we don't have to pay rent.
Housing is a necessity. Why should we have to pay for a necessity?
What you do with the money, instead of paying to a landlord, a slumlord, you invest that money in your apartment. You do your own thing, because it's yours. It's not for a landlord. It's not going to anybody's pocket.
It's a lot different feeling working here and going in the morning to work for somebody else. Make somebody else's profit. In order for me to bring $40 to my house, I had to bring them at least $200 profit to them. And it's hell, because you know they're making more than you, all right, they put in the tools. But they are not giving us a fair salary. It's no more than survival that they give us for pay. Because of the wages and the discrimination with the Spanish and black people in this country. That's why there's so many single women, so many children without a father. Just because the men can't stand seeing that they don't bring enough. And they just get disgusted and disappear.
Raising children is a full-time job, but to support them, we need to get a second job and pay other women to take care of them.
I want my children to choose their own lives, but now they're working for big companies to make profit for them.
We're working for ourselves here. We're working for poor people. We took this apartment, how we liberated the whole building, and we help each other. When I have nothing to do in my apartment, I go and I help in another apartment. We cooperate with each other. When I have to go out and I have no place to leave my kids, we have an office where we can just leave them. It's got good heat. They take care of the kids, and I've just started working there myself.
Si avanzo, sígueme, si me detengo, empújame, si te traiciono, mátame, si me asesinan, véngame.
Venceremos,
Estados Unidos.
The song says, together we will win.
Todos unidos, todos unidos, venceremos. If I go forward, follow me, push me. If I fall behind, if I betray you, kill me.
I was a super for 8 years in one house, and I had about 6 buildings to take care of. It's slavery. Being a super slave, being a slave, but when you do something for your own, you know, like the squires, it's our pride. Sit down and say, this is what I have done with my own hand. If the place was cold, we managed to get our heaters or whatever, and windows and all that, because we are the ones that know the need, our own need. The city doesn't know.
We put them together. We have a house captain who knows how many apartments are vacant in the building, who collects the money to fix the building. We clean the building up. We have a community kitchen that we're starting. The people that don't have stoves or refrigerators as of yet because of the city tearing them up. We have an office that we work out of for people to come and register if they want to get an apartment. We also have some doctors who are willing to or train people to be medic aides, so that in each building we will have a medic aid in case of emergencies. There are all kinds of people from all backgrounds. There's only one thing we have in common. We're all poor, and we're all working together.
Let's keep the poor people fighting amongst themselves. Well, I'm better than you because I'm white. I'm better than you because I'm Italian, or I'm Puerto Rican, or I'm Dominican, or I'm black, or you're from the West Indies. But always keep us fighting amongst each other, because that way we won't get together and take a look at what's happening with the government, you know, with the officials. And I think for the first time, people are working together and doing something about changing the system.
Pues tiene más fuerza, porque si usted le pasa algo, no solamente dos o tres personas que va que está en contra.
You're stronger because if something happens to you, it's not just two or three fighting the city, it's a whole group of people fighting together.
Porque la agrupación de nosotros actualmente tiene 150.
Our group can go up very high. It can go up to thousands of people because right now we have 150 families, and that's not counting each person. It can go up to 500 people with the relatives.
Por eso si uno se une a la agrupación es más fuerte.
Because we're in an organization, we're stronger. If we have any problems, we can go to people who can help us out. They can help us, and we can help them.
Operation Moving is 1 year old and still moving.
Our strength in this community is so great that it's a threat to the city government.
So they passed a new law, 22nd of October, anybody squatting in a city-owned building will be arrested.
We won't go! Hell no! We won't go!
Says, nobody's taking me out of here. The rich say we have to move. From Saigon to Hanoi, we have to move. From Santiago to San Juan, we have to move. I haven't paid because there's no work and I have no money. Come down, my friends, and we can all sing. Here comes the landlord, and he's going to keep us company. Doesn't make me small. I'm staying right here. have to be united. We're all poor. One Puerto Rican, one Dominican, one Cuban. We're all poor. We have to stick together.
Arriba, abajo, los yanquis son carajos.
Arriba, abajo, los yanquis son carajos. The original champ, we are taking over.
They used 300 TPF to arrest 35 of us.
Not sure, but it was worth it. And the people from the community, actually, they came out. Operation Woman is in there, but Comité is in there. Let's go fight for them, because those are the people that are fighting for the community. They're fighting for us.
We're still holding 38 buildings, and we are not paying rent.
The song says, Mr. Investor, be careful. Instead of having profit, you'll have something burnt. Mr. Landowner, who's kept people on their knees, watch out. Politicians who steal from us, watch out. Because the Puerto Rican people are waking up.
Because we are a community, we can help each other survive. We have a food co-op, a daycare center, a coffee house, a people's library, a free high school, and our own newspaper.
We are writing leaflets and talking to the community, knocking doors by door, so that people be more aware of what's going on and get together and get stronger, so that we could defend our community and have our own control.
We, Operation Moving, started with 4 families, and then we have come up to the point of 190 families, which consists of 38 buildings. Now, we also have squares in Morningside, Chelsea, Delancey, Chinatown, Lower East Side, Brooklyn, Bronx, and other parts of the world, like Puerto Rico, Italy, Saigon, and so on and so on.
That's the only way. So we've been accused of political movement. Maybe it is, maybe it's not. I don't know much about politics, but the only thing is people, this group is a group of people desperate, in need of housing, and we fight it, and we try everything, writing to the mayors, the one before this one, and the other one before the other one, and so on, and it didn't work, making a picket line, making a sitting, all kinds, it didn't work. So it seems that the only way we're breaking into those buildings, and the next step will be not breaking into all buildings, we'll be breaking into the luxury buildings to see how they will like it. That's what I will, when they see a bunch of people, they're all right, we are risking getting arrested, but still we don't care, because we are going to show them that the next squatters movement won't be in rundown buildings, it will be in fancy houses. So they know that we really mean business, because as it is now, they are scared. They are. They don't know what to do with us. We are on the driver's seat, for once. We're working towards taking control of the community. We also need control in our jobs. Racial moving started with few people. It's like a little plant. You plant a little seed, and you see it growing and growing and growing. And that is the first step.
Little one. of the turning away from the pale and downtrodden and the words they say which we won't understand. Don't accept that what's happening is just a case of other suffering. Oh, you'll find that you're joining in the turning away. It's a sin that somehow light is changing to shadow and casting its shroud over all we have known. Unaware how the ranks have grown, driven on by a heart of stone, we could find that we're all alone in the dream of the proud. On the wings of the night, stirring where the speechless unite in a silent accord, using words you will find the strange mesmerized as they light the flame. Feel the new wind of change on the wings of
thank you.
Skit, where's the other person for this skit? Right, you want to sit in that chair? And to the skit.
Evening, Squire.
Good evening.
Is your wife a goer, eh? Know what I mean? Know what I mean? Nudge, nudge, know what I mean? Say no more.
I beg your pardon?
Your wife. Does she go, eh? Does she go, eh? Eh?
Well, she sometimes has to go, yes, of course.
I bet she does, I bet she does. Say no more, say no more, know what I mean? Nudge, nudge.
I'm afraid I don't quite follow you.
Oh, follow me, that's good, that's very good. A nod's as good as a wink to a blind bat.
Are you selling something?
Selling, selling, very good indeed. You're wicked, you are, eh? Wicked, eh? Woo! Wicked. Say no more.
But I...
So your wife's interested in sport, eh?
Oh, she likes sport, yes.
I bet she does, I bet she does.
As a matter of fact, she's very fond of cricket.
She likes games, eh? Likes games. Knew she would. She's been around a bit, eh? She's been around.
She has travelled, yes. She's from Glendale.
Say no more! Glendale, Squire, say no more, say no more, say no more, say no more! Woo! Is your Glendale wife interested in photography, eh? Eh? Eh?
Photography?
Photographs, eh? He asked him knowingly.
Photography?
Snap, snap, grin, grin, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more.
Sort of holiday snap,
they could be. They could be taken on holiday, you know. Swimming costumes, candid, you know, candid photography.
No, we don't have a camera.
Ah. Still. Whoa, eh? Hey, hey,
look, are you insinuating something?
Oh, no, no, no. Yes.
Well?
Well, I mean, you're a man of the world, Squire, you know, like you've been around, you know.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, like you've done it, you know, you've slept. With a lady.
Yes?
What's it like?